Mishnah Beis. On a similar note, the Mishnah tells us that Barba Prokim Olam Nidain, at four times during the year, on four occasions, the world is judged. By Pesach HaTavua, on Pesach we are judged on how much produce there will be that year. But Tzeres on Shavuos Al Peris HaIlon, the world is judged regarding the fruit of the tree, how large and how much the quality will be, regarding the yield of the trees that year. The reason for both of these is regarding the year, the time of year that it falls about. Pesach is the season when produce begins to ripen. Shavuos is generally the period where the fruit has fully ripened. It's the harvest season for the fruit. Thirdly, Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, which is the first of Tishrei, Kol Baya Ha'ilam Ivrin Lafonov Kedivnei Moroin, all of the people of the world pass in front of Hashem, like sheep which are being counted. As we explained regarding the tithe of Maaser Behemah, the sheep would be enclosed in a pen, sort of enclosed by fences, and one sheep or one animal would pass through a small gate, a small opening in the fences, one by one, and be counted. So too on Rosh Hashanah, everybody passes in front of Hashem individually, and Hashem judges everybody individually on a personal basis. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Hayotzer Achad Libom, one who forms their heart together, Hamevin El Kol Maaseihem, who understands all of their deeds. The point being that even though Hashem judges everybody together as a whole, and he judges the entire world, he also understands every tiny detail and every tiny deed which every individual does, and that is how the judgment of Rosh Hashanah works, on an individual basis as well as a collective basis, a collective judgment. And one of the reasons why this is done on the first of Tishrei is because that is the day that man was created, Adam HaRishon, the first man. Alright, and finally, over Chog and on Sukkos, Nidun Alamayim, the world is judged on water, how much rain there will be that year. The rainy season begins from Sukkos. That's when we begin to say Mashvar Ruach. We begin to mention the rain during our davening. And on Sukkos, that is when we are judged on how much rain there will be that year. The Rishonim ask a question that if everybody is judged on Rosh Hashanah on an individual basis, so surely we're judged about everything. Every individual is judged how much grain he will get, how many fruit his trees will produce, etc. But if that's the case, then in what way is one judged on the other three dates which the Mishnah brought? So one answer given by the Ran is that on the other three dates, the entire world as a whole is judged about how much produce there will be that year, how much rain there will be, whereas on Rosh Hashanah, like the Mishnah indicated, we are judged on a much more individual basis, how much of that rain will come to my field. And that's why the Mishnah emphasized the point of being judged individually on Rosh Hashanah.